Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Scoreless Sports Podcast. And today, Zach's got a little special treat for y'all, man. Go ahead, tell him what you got, Zach.
I didn't know I had a special treat, but Jay, why don't you explain it for me?
I don't know what it is. You didn't tell me, so like, you feel me?
I didn't say we had a special treat today. All right, but I promise, guys,
very prepared.
Yeah, basically, I told Jay before the episode what we're gonna do before we record. We're gonna talk about our 10 greatest or our 10 best players in the NBA today if they are 100% healthy, and then what teams we think are gonna be the next dynasties.
If you view this episode, he said he's gonna give you 10 each for each viewer.
And what?
$10 each.
$10?
Yeah, that's what Zach said. So, DM him your Cash App.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, hit my Venmo or something. Let me know that I owe you $10, and when the podcast blows up, I'll give you
$10. When the podcast blows up.
Yeah.
What is technically required as what is required for it to blow up?
I have to make it a full-time job and make a good amount of money off of it. We're not saying like one episode gets.
Oh, I thought you meant one episode. Okay.
Like when the podcast gets picked up by Barstool, that's when.
Ah.
Barstool.
I feel you. All right, so let's get started, shall we?
You already know the vibes.
All right. So we're just going to do this like one at a time?
Yeah.
So, okay. I think we should do like everybody should say their top five, or like 10 through 6, and then we'll do like 5 through 1 okay. together.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. So.
Who wants to start off?
I'll start off.
No, I'm going
first. Nah, bro. Rock, paper, scissors, bro.
Nah, bro.
All right, bro. My number one is
No.
You weren't even on the podcast last week. How are you gonna?
Yeah, no. Let's not get it.
Let's cancel Jaylen.
This is actually.
How is Jaylen?
This is fucked.
How is Jaylen not canceled yet?
How is Jaylen not canceled?
Right. Nah, bro. I'm going number one.
Number 10, I had Joel Embiid. I think he's probably the best center in the league. If you don't, I don't consider Anthony Davis center, but he plays center sometimes. Yeah. Number 9, I had Russell Westbrook.
Yowzers.
He is the third point guard on my list. So I have him as the third best point guard in the NBA. Number 8 is the second best point guard in the NBA for me, and that's Damian Lillard.
That's fucked. That's messed up. Okay. But go ahead, man.
He's gonna put
Blaine's gonna hate me for this next one.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
I had
know
James
it.
Harden at 7.
Oh God.
Yeah, James Harden. Whoa! Okay, no, hold on.
Assuming everybody in the league is 100% healthy, I have James Harden at 7.
Who? Okay. And you have Embiid, Harden, Dame.
Dame Hart.
All right, man. I'm like disappointed in you right now, but yeah, go ahead, keep going. This is where you mess up. This next pick is where you mess up.
I can see Harden over the next pick.
This next pick is where you mess up. This next pick is where you mess up. I know who this is. You messed up.
Number 6, I got.
Steph Curry, come on, bro. No.
Assuming I'm all 100% healthy, I'll take Curry over Harden.
Huh? Oh, whoa.
What the fuck?
Yes. Yo, you are out.
You know,
you're idiotic.
I am a Steph Curry hater. Like, I don't like Steph Curry.
You can't look past the facts. He's a better score. What is Curry known for, Zach? Scoring.
Okay.
Harden's a better scorer. He averages like he's the only player, like he's one of the only players who's averaged 30 plus. Yo, did I just freeze? I just froze. To be honest, I didn't hear anything you guys just said. It just froze.
Okay, so here's what I'm gonna say.
Curry's better teammate than Harden.
Okay, I can get them better handles.
Yes. He has better handles than Harden, I guess.
Handles don't mean shit. Handles don't mean shit in this conversation. Handles don't mean shit in this conversation. It's just Harden's the better scorer and better defender.
Harden was a great defender this year. Like this season.
And last season. And last season.
Assuming they're all 100% healthy, Steph is up there as far as scoring with Harden.
He's up there, but he's not James Harden.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. If Harden is by himself, he is still probably the best scorer in the league. If Curry is by himself, he is not even like.
I don't know if we can. That's arguments I don't want to partake on. But look, because I don't want to put people in situations they can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like that they're not in.
I get that. But I'm just saying like.
But we have seen Harden do it by himself though. Get to the playoffs.
I feel like Harden can carry, Curry cannot.
Regardless, even with Harden having teammates and not having good teammates, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change. He's still averaging. He's still one of the best scorer. Yeah. Probably the greatest scorer we might have ever seen.
Efficiency-wise, he 100% is. It's not even close. Dude has, like, the most points per shot ever, and it's by a wide margin.
Yeah.
Obviously.
When I get to my list, But keep going, Zach.
And that was his sixth. His first is like 10 through 6. So I guess I'll go next. Number 10.
Wait. I have an honorable mention.
Oh, okay. Honorable mention.
For my favorite player, Kyrie Irving.
Okay. I respect it.
Yeah, respectable.
Just because he's my favorite player.
I respect it. All right. Number 10 for me is Westbrook.
Okay.
I think Westbrook's. For all of us, should be relatively close to the bottom of this list. Anywhere between 10 and 8,
but
I think.
But he should be 10. He should be in the top 10.
Yeah, he's in the top 10 for sure. Number 9, I have Curry.
God.
I dropped.
Yowzers. Yeah. Okay.
Assuming he's 100% healthy, you think Curry's the 9th best player in the league? 100%.
I'm just saying, dude has played on a team with like 3 All-Stars the past 3 years.
That doesn't take away from his greatness, though. He still set records.
He's the greatest shooter ever. But like, I'm just saying, I just don't put him that high.
I have arguments against Curry, in all time arguments. And
I'm saying right now,
there's a lot of arguments against him, but there's also, I will show my respect for his greatness.
Oh yeah, that's
true. He's definitely, in my opinion, he's overrated as far as the all time list goes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't expect him to be good. I'll be honest. I don't know if he's a top 10 or top 5 point guard of all time. He's like borderline top
10. I know. I don't think he is. No,
I put Magic above him.
Yeah, he's.
I put John Stockton above him. I put Steve Nash above him.
All-time assist leader. Yeah. I mean, those are the obvious
ones. I put Oscar Robinson above him.
Yeah, and then... I don't know. I just feel like there's. Like, you could honestly probably put guys that are in the league now above him all the time.
Who? Like, above Steph Curry?
What's that? Point guard?
No, not point guards. Not point guards, no.
Never mind. Yeah, I was thinking.
Okay. I'm going to get all of it until when I get in my list.
Yeah. Okay. But my number 8 is Jokic.
Jokic?
Wrong. I can never get it right. I understand where you were going with like Embiid, but like
I was either gonna put Embiid or Jokic at 10, and I said Embiid.
Yeah, I think Jokic is a better center personally. But
probably.
Yeah, I can see
Embiid is a better athlete.
Like I think they're definitely the 1-2 in center. I think that's like obvious.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody really close.
I mean, you could maybe say Cat, but
Cat actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would say he's
below
probably
that. It's like,
yeah,
that's below that, Al Horford. Andre Drummond.
Actually, Andre Drummond's got
no, it's not.
He's got him a David. He's got
There's
a
not
David.
Many good centers in the NBA.
Yeah, honest. Not definitely not Al or right. Andre Drummond.
Yeah, my number seven. We're coming back to the guards, Dame.
Yes, sir. That's what I like to see. What the hell?
Put some respect on Dame's name. Everybody talks podcast.
Wait,
he's also one of my favorite players in the NBA.
Damian Lillard's my favorite player because of his off course, his rapping. Like, his rap is hard. Like, yeah, I need. Damian Lillard will be the first NBA jersey I buy with my own money. For sure.
Trailblazers, put out a hard jersey and I will buy
the Trailblazers has, like, really nice unis. Because
their jerseys aren't bad. It's just, like, it's not nice enough that I want to get one. Yeah, like, if they came out with, like, a jersey on the level of, like, the Miami Heat Vice jerseys, or, like...
Oh, that'd be an easy cop.
Even, like, the,
Like, I would dead-ass buy, like, a Dwayne Wade Vice jersey right now if it wasn't, like, so mainstream.
You know, like, the Toronto jerseys that say, like, Toronto on the front, and they're black and gold?
Oh, yeah.
Even that, like, that one's not super, super nice, but, like, I would definitely cop it.
If it was Dame, yeah.
But, like, what? You don't see dudes wearing Blazers jerseys, like...
That's gonna be me, man.
Do you know any Blazers fans?
It's inspirational, man.
Like, you know, like, one Blazers fan.
Bad.
Me.
You're a Blazers fan?
No, hell no. Cleveland forever.
The Blazers are, like, the Jaguars...
Of the NFL. I know Jaguars. I know one Jaguars fan.
Bro, it makes me mad, though, because the Trailblazers would look to be nice if they could just get some free agents there. But nobody wants to play in Portland.
Portland, Oregon. See, here's what's weird, right? The Oregon Ducks, they have fire drill every year. Because
get these guys some nice jerseys. What the heck?
I'm saying that they are in the same state. They can just, like, I don't know. They got to figure that out. But my number six, and five, I'm considering moving around, but I probably won't. But number six for now is Harden.
Okay. So you made this big deal about...
Okay, then,
it's because it's because you put Curry higher. That's the problem.
Curry's 100% healthy, bro.
I don't know. There's only, I don't know.
All right, since I go last, that means I present my 5-1 first.
No. That's not
how it's Yeah, going. That's what I'm doing.
He leaves the podcast for 1 week and thinks he makes the rules. That's sad.
I make the rules. My number 10 is Klay. Klay Thompson. I'm taking healthy Klay over Westbrook any day. I'm taking healthy Klay over Westbrook any day.
That's such a cold take. Dude, Westbrook literally averaged a triple double 2 years in a row.
I don't care. Like, you know what Klay does in the playoffs. You know what he's making you. You know he's going to win that game. Period.
Okay, but let me tell you this, right? If you have Westbrook and you have Klay on, like, they're each on, like, the same style of team. Which team is doing better? Right, like, let's say you put Klay on the Thunder. put Klay on the Thunder by himself.
That's facts, actually.
And see if he makes the playoffs.
Does not make the playoffs, dude.
With Klay, they don't. Like, straight up, they have no chance.
Okay. I'll give you that, actually. Yeah, that's a good argument.
Like, it's nothing against Klay, but it's
But this is what I'm talking about. You can't just... You can't just put somebody in a in different situations. You don't know what would happen.
No. What I'm trying to say is...
But his play style doesn't work. He's just a spot-up shooter. They don't have anyone who can...
That's not true. Like, That's not true. He's not just a spot up shooter. He can also drive, and he has defense.
If you're a guard and you're not ball dominant, it's hard to be like one of the best. Like, it's nothing against like
his usage.
He's a great player, but it's hard.
We've never seen him with like high enough usage numbers to justify putting him in the top 10.
Because that's not how he plays.
But I'm just saying listen, here's what I'm gonna say. He has stayed in his role as the second or third option on the Warriors, but when it's his time to step up, he's never failed to step up and put up those numbers regardless.
Yeah, I'll
that's what I'll say. That's just what I'll say, yeah.
When he is called upon, he always comes through.
He always, literally. Right? So we don't, I'm going to keep him in my top 10, but I understand exactly where you guys are coming from with he doesn't have the usage rate. So that's like an agree to disagree type of pick.
Yeah. Like, if he got the usage numbers and he was putting up, like, big numbers all the time,
Not to mention...
We just don't see it.
Yeah, we don't see it. And also, not to mention, like, he's always, for some reason, he's always the second or third option on the Warriors.
Because they have Curry.
And KD. And KD.
Yeah.
He'll never be a first option on the team.
Exactly. Like, no one's gonna go out. No one's buying Klay Thompson shoes. They're buying Steph Curry shoes.
Honestly, even
Do people
like,
even buy Steph Curry shoes? Let me know.
Yes.
Even if it was on the Cavs, like...
Steph Curry shoes are ugly. Steph Curry shoes are ugly.
I know they're ugly, but they sell well.
Oh, shit. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I've never seen anyone with Curry's, yo.
I bought a pair of Curry once back in, like, middle school.
You said you rocked a pair of Curry's?
I had a pair of Curry ones. I had Curry ones.
Holy shit. That's disgusting. Well, yeah, that's
tough.
Can't
make a layup IRL that explains
why. Right.
Yeah, but no cap. Yeah, so Klay. Nine, I have... First off, I want to say Jokic isn't on my list. I don't think... Yeah.
Okay.
I think Embiid's my next pick. That's why I say that. I have Embiid's definitely the better center.
Yeah, I think Jokic and Embiid are very interchangeable. Like...
Yeah,
it's just
like Blake said, Jokic, Embiid, and Kat are three best centers.
Almost
undoubtedly
for sure.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
I almost thought about putting Kat there too at 10. But I was like, no, I'm gonna take it.
I don't know. I can see Embiid super athletic. Like, could probably play the four honestly.
Yeah, sucks he has to play with Ben Simmons because that dude sucks.
Ben Simmons doesn't suck, but he cannot shoot. The fact that he can't
shoot.
So he
sucks.
He doesn't suck. Doesn't dude put up like 20, like off straight layups and shit? Like,
okay,
doesn't he average 20?
I'm saying like,
this isn't 2K, bro. You can't just rim run the whole game.
Yeah, he obviously can. Shit.
Their play styles just don't fit together.
I agree. I agree with that. I don't. Yeah.
You know who Embiid would be nice with? Bro, Embiid would be nice with Kyrie, though. Think about it.
I think.
And he just like. No, he would be nice with Kyrie. He'd be nice with Dame, too.
Dame, yes, sir. I'd love to see that.
Like, I mean, they'd be nice. They'd figure it out, but I don't know.
All they need is like a ball dominant point guard that can shoot. That's all they need.
Yeah.
They don't have,
okay.
I don't think they need. I don't think they need a ball dominant.
They just need a point guard that can shoot.
They need a point guard that can shoot and dish. And that's what Curry does.
All right, so my number 8 is Curry.
Okay.
Explaining needed. Greatest shooter, definitely the greatest shooter.
We respect he's in the top 10.
That's me.
It's not like I put him at like 3 or something. He's at 6.
I'd kick you out of the Skype call.
No more episodes.
We'd have to kick Zach off the Score the Sports team.
You put Curry like Anthony Davis and Kawhi.
Oh, hell no. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so Curry at 8. At 7, I have... you already know my boy Dame Time. Damian Lillard.
That's where I am.
Yep. And my next pick is just like Bladen's, Harden. Harden is definitely better than Curry. It's like no question.
So if I would put Curry at 7 and Harden at 6.
Yeah, we would be fine. Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm still taking Curry over Harden, I just say. If I had put him over Harden, you guys would not be mad.
Yeah,
no. We would not be mad.
Yeah, we'd be straight.
And then at 5, I have Anthony Davis.
Whoa, chill. You had Anthony Davis at 5?
Yeah.
Did you have?
Whoa, are we going 5s now?
Yeah, just all 5s.
Okay. I also had Anthony Davis.
Yes, sir. Me and Bladen's list are looking clean.
Okay, the only thing I'm curious is to see if our 1 and 2 are. That's really the thing.
No, our top 5s are going to be different. After this pick, our top 5s are going to be different. I know it.
All right, who's your number 4?
KD. My number 4 is KD.
Yep, I knew it. I had Kawhi at 4.
Yeah, I have Kawhi at 3.
Kevin Durant is...
Kevin Durant is a... No. I want you to know, even though... Just know... I don't know how many times I'm going to say this. Never forget, I predicted the Raptors winning since preseason. Anyway, KD...
Okay, listen, we are going to be 65 years old.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Listen, KD... if he did not get injured in that series, I will sit up here and tell you that the Warriors are winning.
Yeah, they're straight
up. KD is...
when KD was on the court, they were, like, killing him. Like, it was lethal.
Here's why I put Kawhi over KD, okay? Because I already just said that my 3 is Kawhi, and then you guys can get into your 3. Here's what I'll say. First off, I want to say KD will be probably... I don't know if he'll be greater all time, but KD will go in the Hall of Fame. It is going to be deserved. I hope he wins a championship on the Brooklyn Nets. And yeah. Anyway, KD or Kawhi, I put KD under Kawhi because me and Matthew were talking about this. I think if you put Kawhi on that team with OKC, that they win that series.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I give you that. That's fact.
But KD is something that's like, he's an unstoppable force. So it's interchangeable for me. But just like, you know what I'm saying?
That's the reason why I'll do that.
Behind Harden, Durant is the best scorer in the NBA. When 100% healthy.
Durant can do so much.
Because he's so big, nobody can really defend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he did not get injured on the Warriors, and also KD.
There are 3 unguardable players in the NBA: LeBron, Giannis, and KD. In my opinion.
Yeah, and also I want to say KD, you can say KD has 2 Finals MVPs, but so does Kawhi. You feel me?
Yeah. You can argue
that KD's Finals MVPs are not as valuable as Kawhi's.
Yeah, no, Kawhi.
You could argue the other way because KD had a team with 4 superstars, and still pulled out the championship, or put up the Finals MVP.
Because Kevin Durant was the best player on the team with 4 All-Stars.
Kawhi has had worse players around him
and still won the finals.
Oh yeah,
he's had to play.
You're right. He had Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, like, and Manu Ginobili, and won 1 on the Spurs.
It's like comparing LeBron's Finals MVPs to literally anyone else.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Zach. You're right, because one of
the finals in 2016 is the most insane thing ever.
I agree with you, Zach, with the Kawhi thing, because he won it with, like, people who are, like, literally going to the Hall of Fame. He won that Finals MVP, and, like, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker and shit. So, yeah.
Well, he also had to face, in my opinion, he had to face better teams than what KD did. Because that 2014 Heat team, and, I mean, he faced the Warriors, are better than the Cavs team. And his teams haven't been as good.
Yeah, KD just had to play LeBron.
Yeah.
That was the entire team. It was no JR, like, JR?
Don't even get, bro. No.
We don't talk about JR Smith on the podcast.
Fuck it. I'm getting into this.
JR is a good player when he heats up. JR is a good player when he heats up, man.
He can
do anything. He can do anything but make a damn basket.
Jalen's number 4 and 3 is obviously KD, Kawhi, Zach, and I is obviously Kawhi, KD.
I didn't have KD. What the heck? I had Giannis at 3, bro.
Whoa! I'm kicking him out the Skype call. I'm kicking him the fuck out the Skype.
Yeah, I got Giannis at 3. I have Durant at 2.
Okay, and LeBron at 1?
Yeah.
Jalen, who's your number 2?
My number two was LeBron.
Yeah, I knew it would be.
You're tweaking, my guy.
No, so
wait. Zach, go over your five. Go over your top five.
Anthony Davis, Kawhi, Giannis, Durant, LeBron.
I can't believe you have Giannis outside of the top two, bro. That shit's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That's worse than you putting Curry.
Durant is 100% healthy.
Curry but, over 100.
You guys are
okay. No, wait. He has a point. He has a point.
Second best player in the NBA.
No, he has a point. No. He has a point because KD is literally unstoppable as hell. Plus he can shoot. Plus he can shoot.
Without the pandemic, Giannis is back-to-back MVP.
That's fine, but
Durant has an MVP. Durant has 2 finals MVPs.
Giannis is going to back-to-back MVPs.
That's fucked, because you know how many back-to-back MVPs LeBron should have had?
That's fucked.
That's fucked.
That's what I'm saying, bro. LeBron for me is always number one.
LeBron's gotten a hold. LeBron gets hold.
Like when Derrick Rose won MVP over LeBron, that shit pissed me off.
Yeah, it's, like, I'm telling you, you were yeah.
That LeBron won MVP. It's like not even like years where like he should have won MVP. It's not like he wasn't the best player in the league, but like
he didn't do anything special. He was just LeBron.
He only won it with the Heat because they were the best team, pretty much.
Yeah, but like there's like literally this. Actually, you could argue this season LeBron could have made a case for MVP.
He always can, no matter what. But
look, dude was literally averaging like 27 and almost 11 assists.
I think, first off, I don't know if I established, I think Damian Lillard's the best point guard in the league. I don't know if I said that earlier, but yeah. But that doesn't matter.
Second best behind Curry.
But, yeah.
Assuming they're 100% healthy. But assuming they're not 100% healthy, I'm taking
Damian. The only reason why Damian Lillard doesn't get noticed is he's just not big on media. Like, he just never gets any.
Because he plays important.
When Carmelo Anthony came to Portland, he got more clout than Damian Lillard did. Like, I'm not even kidding. He got more interviews, like, everything more than Damian Lillard.
That's so weird. It's obviously the best player on the team.
Well, Damian Lillard said he's not
going
to leave Portland. I respect it, but also,
if you ever want to win a championship, you got to leave.
He'll still be a Hall of Famer. If he stays in Portland.
Like he can do what LeBron did. He can leave.
And they had the nerve to put. They had the nerve to put him as a reserve on the All Star. Like he literally made
a
reserve.
That was disrespectful.
That's what yo.
Like Loki having like an underrated MVP season, like sleeper MVP pick season this year, and they put him as a reserve.
I mean, he wasn't gonna win MVP. He was either gonna be Giannis or LeBron, but.
I don't know. They need a big man so bad in Portland.
they need a solid number two. They don't have it. They don't have a solid number two.
Yeah, they do. They do. CJ McCollum. CJ McCollum's a solid.
Okay. No. What I mean, I don't mean like shooting guard. I mean like.
Yeah, you need a big. Yeah. You need a
solid second option. I'm talking
about
CJ McCollum's pretty cold.
CJ McCollum's a dog, but it's just you can't do anything when you have teams like the Clippers and shit in the West.
They kind of remind me of Washington a little bit, to be honest
with you.
They're
not the Lakers.
Because they're built around two guards.
Yeah, they're not. If KD went to Portland, it would be raps. Could you imagine?
they would for sure.
I think they need. They need a defender, to be honest. I think if they got Kawhi.
KD. I'd rather KD for the just to help, just to help with the scoring.
KD or Kawhi, they win the finals, in my opinion.
And they have Hassan Whiteside. They have Nasir Little. Like, yeah.
Why is there an NBA team in Portland?
I don't know.
How does Portland have an NBA team but Seattle doesn't?
But yeah, so that's my top 10.
I knew there was gonna be some controversy.
It's all good, bro. I just like to see things different, especially that Clay one. Like I don't know.
I'm gonna put a poll up on Scoreless Twitter to see if we'd rather have Harden or Curry, assuming 100% healthy.
Dudes are idiots. They're gonna people like don't watch basketball.
Dudes are gonna vote Curry.
There are too many casual fans for me. They're just too many casuals.
You call me a casual? What the heck?
No, I'm not calling you a casual. I'm talking about if people vote, everyone's gonna put Curry because. Yeah. Because first off, James Harden's play is hated on. So they're already automatically going to think, oh, shit. They're going to think, oh, shit, all he does is get to the free throw line. Like, even though it just takes talent.
You had to do, like, a deep dive analysis to prove that this dude wasn't traveling. Like.
Oh, I know. Because he knows the rules. That's even more of a reason. Even more of a reason. That he's just, he knows the fucking rules. He knows the game.
These dudes were like sitting at their computers going through the rule book.
Yeah, like
frame by frame to make sure he wasn't.
Yeah, watching frame by frame.
I don't think they should change the rules like people are saying.
Wait, you were saying they should change that?
Yeah, there's people who like want the
it's a good rule.
To help.
You should get a gather step.
I agree. You should get it. if not, you know how many travels would be called in the damn NBA? Stop.
Right, that's like literally every Euro step would be a travel.
Yeah, I can't. I'm telling you, there's casuals. There are casuals. Casuals that sit at home. Listen. Let me finish. There are casuals who sit at home, look at the stats every once in a while, and watch the playoffs that are always trying to say some bullshit. They don't watch any regular season. They just watch the playoffs and look at playoff stats. That's it. Look at a couple highlights here and there. Like, nah, you're a casual, dude. Like, you have no say.
Let's keep it real. We get rid of that whole like gather step. How's Giannis looking?
Yeah, facts. How's Giannis looking?
That dude makes a living off the year.
Also, like, by the way, Giannis also figured something out too. Giannis literally, you know how he'll like take one dribble from the half court. There was like a clip. It said he took like one dribble. He was at half court and took one dribble. It was because listen. He was by himself. He was like going to half court. He's at half court by himself. Everyone was behind him. He took one dribble. If you don't have the ball in your hands, you can just run. It doesn't matter.
Bro, LeBron's been doing that for years.
So people are like, that's a travel. Like, no, the hell it's not. You don't have possession of the ball. It blew up on Twitter. Like, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it blew up on Twitter.
LeBron's been doing that for years, bro.
Yeah, it blew up on Twitter when Giannis was doing it. It was, like, fucking ridiculous.
Like, you'll see LeBron dribble the ball once and take, like, four steps.
Yeah, but people are like, travel. Like, dude, you know nothing, my guy.
Yeah.
Sit back, just watch the game, watch the score, that's it.
I'm not a basketball genius, but it doesn't take a genius.
Yeah, it doesn't take a genius to, like, realize, like, you don't have possession of the ball. Like, yeah. All right, so Zach, what do we got next, bro?
Next, we just got I wanted us to say a team that we think is going to be the next dynasty in the NBA that nobody's talking about right now.
Next dynasty.
You know what I'm saying?
Next dynasty.
Like, right now, like the Bucks.
Yeah, facts. Cleveland.
But next championship contender that nobody's talking about. Right now, the Bucks are a championship contender. But 5 years ago, nobody was talking about the Bucks.
Okay.
You know what I think? I hope the Bucks. I don't. They literally. The Bucks literally. I don't know how to say the word, but they literally like got worse from the season they were in the playoffs versus the season this season. They lost. They lost defenders and shooters. That's it. They didn't get anything else. They lost defenders and shooters coming into the season.
this happens to football teams all the time, where like if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't find
Yeah,
the,
yeah. That's what's happening with the Bucks. The Bucks.
I'm trying to think about I'm trying to think of an example of that. Raiders. The Raiders back. Remember when Derek Carr was an MVP candidate?
Yeah.
That offseason, they made no changes and went like 6-10.
Okay, that's so like, listen. Zach, when you say dynasties, do you mean the people who are going to be winning championships?
Like multiple or like.
It's going to be win a championship. That's nobody's talking about or something.
That's a weird question. That's a weird question.
I mean, I'll throw in a really hot take. Like, really hot.
Don't say the Suns. Just don't say the Suns.
No, I'm not saying the Suns. The Kings.
Oh, yes. I love the Kings.
Fox.
I like the Kings. They have some more pieces. They're not going to win.
They're really young, and they're missing like a couple pieces.
If they didn't get I wish they didn't get rid of Cauley Stein, because they would have been amazing. Because they are all developing. Buddy Hield's already a sharpshooter. Yeah. De'Aaron Fox would be a Russell Westbrook type of guy, but actually can win with his teammates.
Fox is so good.
I love Fox. Fox and Damian Lillard, my two favorite.
I want to get I might buy a Fox jersey. I think I will.
Yeah, just
gotta get Nets jersey and then my Damian Lillard jersey. I'm sad.
So I don't really, to be honest, I don't even really know how to answer this question.
Well, one team that came to my mind automatically was the Pelicans, but I don't know. If
facts. The Pelicans.
But
Pelicans.
I put this take on Twitter, but I think Lonzo and Zion are going to be what Shaq and Penny could have been.
Oh, damn.
I don't think
you understand how rare Shaqs are, though. Like, Shaq is, like, just something different.
Yeah. Like,
but so is Zion. So is Zion.
I don't think Lonzo will ever be Shaq.
What? You mean Penny Hardaway?
I don't think Zion will ever be Shaq. I don't think
so. Lonzo got to put on some weight for that to happen.
Yeah, facts. He got to put on, like, Zion, 300 pounds,
Zion,
dude.
But I'm saying, like, as far as Zion, I think Zion will be, like, dominant. Like, Shaq. Like, not as dominant as Shaq, but, like, he'll be dominant.
I think he can get there, but I think he's a long way from being Shaq.
And Lonzo's Lonzo's nowhere near as good as score as Hardaway. But I get your comparison, though. I get your comparison. Yeah.
I think that will work really well to do well.
I agree. I agree.
Lonzo's a great passer and a great defender.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully he can work on scoring.
Shaq and Penny so good was that they just played like they were really well
put together. I wish they Magic would have gotten that contract before the Lakers did.
I mean, Shaq and Kobe were a really good duo, and they really, their play styles didn't really match all that well. For being honest.
It just works. Sometimes Shaq and Penny,
bro, I've talked to Jalen about this so many times. That 90s Magic team, bro, like, if Shaq would have stayed, they would have been, like, the next dynasty after the Bulls. And Jay said this, too. Like, they would have been the next dynasty after the Bulls. Because there was really, like, the Lakers dynasty was only because of Shaq. And Penny and Shaq would have worked better than Kobe.
And they had good role players, by the way. The Magic did. Yeah, they had Horace Grant. What's his name? Nicholas something, right?
Nick Anderson,
yeah. He's a great shooter.
If that Lakers dynasty works out.
Said is Kobe top five all time?
Yeah, is Kobe still a top five all time player? Like,
well, I have no clue. That's not. You know what? I don't know. I hate like I'm not like trying to get on you guys.
But like, okay, but like, would you still put him in your top five? Because like, obviously, then he's not
three championships. Probably not.
That's what I'm saying, right? Because like,
shit, I don't know.
Because would he have even gone to the Lakers at that point?
Well, he got traded to the Lakers.
That's what I'm saying. Would he have gotten traded?
Probably. I mean, it's still Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I guess.
Still Lakers.
Shit.
I mean, the problem is
he would have got the rings when Charlotte. he would have got the rings when Chris Paul came. Feel me? Because that yeah, probably would have went through. Like, some change in history would make a different GM, and then the GM allows it to go through, and yeah.
Oh no.
But yeah.
In what if scenario?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hate what ifs. Like, I just hate the what ifs.
Like, that Shaq signing's got to be like the biggest what if, maybe in sports.
Yeah.
Because, like, if LeBron, it's not like, oh, what if LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland his first time around? It's like, oh, he would never win a championship because that team was horrible.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know
another
what I was going to say.
Another team, I was thinking of, like, they're already good, but I could see them winning, like, becoming a dynasty in a couple of years, or, like, a year or two, is the Heat. I don't know if it's a controversial take.
No, I like that.
Yeah. The Heat are, like, I think the Heat are the most underrated team. Like, I could see them taking the East this year.
The Heat are a lot like the Kings, where they're just like...
The only difference is the Kings are in the West.
Yeah.
And that's what kills them.
I feel like the Heat taking the East, to be honest, this year.
We were talking about that. Like, earlier this year, we were talking about how the Heat could be a sleeper to take the East.
Yeah.
Did we say that?
Wide open.
Or maybe it was, like, near the end of last year. But, like, yeah.
No, it was this year, because I was like, yeah, Jimmy Butler's, like, really good.
Jimmy Butler.
Man. I don't know why people think Jimmy Butler's bad. I'm not sure what.
You think Jimmy Butler? Like, what kind of people are you listening to on Twitter, Dave?
Okay.
No. You can't tell me. No. First off, no. Like, even, people like Stephen A and shit, they're like, yeah, Jimmy Butler's the most underrated player. Like, a lot of people just don't look at, people are like, crap on Jimmy's scoring abilities. Like, say he can't score.
You know who really craps on his scoring abilities? 2K.
Oh, yeah, don't get me. 2K is just a horrible game.
Dude gets disrespected in 2K.
I know. 2K is a horrible game. Like, I'm not kidding.
Not worse than that.
2K just doesn't know anything about basketball. Like, I don't know who makes the ratings, but, like, I can't even get into that. It's just...
Bro, you act like people... Like, they gave Alvin Kamara 89 speed in that. Like, what? You're telling me he doesn't have...
I don't even know what to... Like, I literally don't even know what to say to that. Like, no cap.
Like, how are you going to have a 96 overall offense at the Saints and your running back has 89 speed?
I don't know, bro, to be honest.
Your wide receiver number one has 89 speed. Like, I don't know. Like,
I want to go back to last summer when Bladen said the Rockets were going to win the NBA championship and they're the best team.
To be honest, I really wanted to see. Oh, my God. I wanted to see. If the NBA. Hey, at least it's guaranteed that there's NFL coming back. That's all I care about. That's literally like.
NBA is probably going to come back.
All I'm going to say about that tape. Right. Is that if I just really wanted Harden to win a title. And I still do.
Dude loves Harden so much.
Yeah.
Because Harden's a deep... Harden slept on you.
Loves Harden more than his family.
Yeah.
Now, I love LeBron.
Yo. What is that? What is that noise?
It's not me.
It's just Blaine's mic is like muted a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Scoreless Sports... Scoreless Sports has been real. There's no, I don't want y'all to hear this. Like, yo, what is that noise? All right, yo. Thanks for tuning in to Scoreless Sports. Sorry I had to end like this. Like, I don't know what this noise is, yo, but, like, yeah, it's sorry to have to end like this. Yeah, go ahead and say peace out, yo.
Okay, bye.
And don't wait. Make sure you check out blade.com and BladenK on TikTok.
Alright, yeah. What is this noise, yo?